To mark the first anniversary of the start of the revolution that toppled Muammar Gaddafi. People in towns across the country are waving flags and chanting slogans, celebrating their year of freedom. Let's talk firstly to Fuad, who is in Tripoli. Hello.
Hello.
Can you give us an idea of what's happening in Tripoli to mark this first year?
Yes. People are celebrating, people are happy, some are laughing, some are crying. They're not aware of what's going on. No, there are no guns. Everybody's celebrating, fireworks, balloons. Everybody's happy. It's amazing.
How do you feel about the political situation that currently exists in Libya?
Sorry?
How do you feel about the political situation that currently exists in Libya?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that anybody in Libya cares about politics today, because everybody just wants to celebrate. They want to put this thing behind. They want to celebrate the death of the martyrs and the loved ones. They just want to, I mean, they're going to put politics on the side until it's time for them to deal with them. So tonight is all about celebration.
Okay, Fuad, thank you. He is in Tripoli. We can speak to Nicholas Hager, who's author of The Libyan Revolution. Nicholas, celebrations in some areas, and Fuad didn't want to talk about it, but there is some concern that some areas in Libya are in different people's control.
That's absolutely right. Good evening. Jubilation is understandable after 42 years of a very unpleasant dictator. But we've learned to be cautious about what emotions are expressed in Martyr Square.
Mm.
It's disappointing, really, as to what's happened in the last year. There's not much stability. There's very little central control. Right now, there are 250 separate militias patrolling the streets, arresting people on the basis of rumour and accusation. Right now, they hold 8,000 of the pro-Gaddafi forces who haven't been tried. They're holding them without trial, with reports of torture. It's all quite worrying. The National Transitional Council have a program to bring the militias into the national security forces, but it's taking time.
Mm.
And as you probably know, there's a timetable for elections.
Well, absolutely, but I mean, I wonder when you talk to people like Fuad, is there almost a kind of overwhelming concentration or focus on this hate figure for many people that now he has gone, that's the main thing that they want to focus on, and perhaps the political situation is something that they don't focus on.
You're right that Gaddafi united everybody. And now he's not there, they're finding that they haven't very much in common, some of them. There's this National Transitional Council. At present, there are 51 members. Four of them are at the top, and then there are city representatives from all across Libya. And as we knew 40 years ago when I was in Libya, the East and the West are crucial, holding together Tripolitania and Cyrenaica is crucial to ruling Libya, and it needs to be some sort of control. And of course, in the past it was army control, but the army aren't there now.
Mm.
And so it's the militias, and until the militias are co-opted into some sort of a national security force, it's going to be very difficult.
Well, on that point of the effect of the militias, I mean, it could be possible that Fuad is one person who feels that his life has not been affected by them.
It could be, but nevertheless, there are roadblocks, and undoubtedly a lot have been affected by them. And as he said, he just wanted to focus on the celebration today. He wasn't keen to talk about the political side, and perhaps there's some significance in that. I don't want to be too much of a dampener on what is obviously a day of rejoicing in Libya, but the future is very much in the air. There's to be a program to hold elections in the summer of 2012, by June the 23rd, for a National Assembly of 200. And they are in turn going to draft a constitution. And if that's approved, then there are going to be parliamentary and presidential elections in the summer of 2013. Most Libyans haven't voted before because Gaddafi was in power for 42 years, and You have to be well into your 60s or 70s to have remembered before that time.
Nicholas, thank you very much for that. Thank you for your contribution. That is Nicholas Hager. He is author of The Libyan Revolution.
Theft from farms across the UK now estimated to cost more than